to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some aerobatics, celebrate the birthdays of Harry Woods, Jan Garber, and Gus Kahn, and listen to this past week in recording history. A few weeks ago, I had the pleasure of seeing W.C. Fields' 1935 picture Man on the Flying Trapeze on the big screen at the Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo here in Southern California. It's a wonderful small old theater built in 1926, which shows vintage sound and silent films each weekend, and is home to the mighty Wurlitzer Theater pipe organ, originally installed at the Fox West Coast Theater in Long Beach, California. I urge you to take advantage of any opportunity you have to visit in person, but everyone can check it out online at otmh.org. That's www.otmholdtownmusichall.org. I don't know why the film is titled Man on the Flying Trapeze, since it has nothing whatsoever to do with the circus, and there isn't a single trapeze in the film. The trapeze was invented in France in the late 19th century by Jules Lyotard, the guy after whom the Lyotard is named, and who also inspired the following song.
Oh, once I was happy, but now I'm forlorn. Like an old coat that is tattered and torn, left in this wide world to weep and to mourn, betrayed by a maid in her teens. Now this maid that I loved, she was handsome, and I tried all I knew her to please. But I never could please her one quarter so well as the man on the flying trapeze. He floats through the air with the greatest of ease, the daring young man on the flying trapeze. His actions are graceful, all girls he does please, and my love he has stolen away. Play with a miss like a cat with a mouse. His eyes would undress every maid in the house. Perhaps he is better described as a louse, but still people came just the same. He'd smile from the bar on the people below, and one night he smiled on my love. She blew him a kiss and hollered, "Bravo!" as he hung from his nose up above. He floats through the air with the greatest of ease, the daring young man on the flying trapeze. His actions are graceful, all girls he does please, and my love he has stolen away. I wept and I whimpered and simpered for weeks while she spent her time with the circus's freaks. The tears were like hailstones that rolled down my cheeks. Alas, and alack, and Alaska. Now I went to this fellow, the villain, and said, "I'll see that you get your desserts." His thumb to his nose, he put up with a sneer. He sneered once again and said, "Nerds!" He floats through the air with the greatest of ease, the daring young man on the flying trapeze. His actions are graceful, all girls he does please, and my love he has stolen away.
On the banks of the Wabash, sung by Mr. George J. Gaskin.
Round my Indiana homestead waves the cornfield. In the distant looms, the woodland clear and cold. Oftentimes my thoughts revert to scenes of childhood. where I first received my lesson teacher's tone. But one thing that is missing in the picture, without her face it seems so incomplete. I long to see my mother in the doorway, as she stood there years ago, her boy so great. Oh, the moonlight fell tonight along the water. From the fields there comes a breath of newborn hay. So the shake of all the candlelight are gleaming on the bank of the woman's fall.
Invited her in, filled her with compliments, kisses and gin. That started her off on the road to ruin. She made the supreme sacrifice. But gee, though I love her, I said, take my name, I'll gladly forgive and forget. She rustled her bustle and then without shame, she said, maybe later, not yet. Oh, he flows through the air with the greatest of ease, the daring young man on the flying trapeze. His actions are graceful, all girls he does please, and my love he has stolen away. One night I, as usual, went to her dear home, found there her father and mother alone. I asked for my love, and soon 'twas made known to my horror that she'd run away. Without any trousseau, she fled in the night with him with the greatest of ease. From two stories high, he had lowered her down to the ground on his flying trapeze. Oh, he floats through the air with the greatest of ease, the daring young man on the flying trapeze. His actions are graceful, all girls he does please, and my love he has stolen away. Some months after that I went into a hall. To my surprise I found there on the wall a bill in red letters which did my heart gall, that she was appearing with him. He taught her gymnastics and dressed her in tights to help him to live at his ease. He made her assume a masculine name, and now she goes on the trapeze. Oh, she falls through the air with the greatest of ease. You'd think her a man on the flying trapeze. Her actions are graceful, although she does please, and that's what's become of my love.
I have a couple of recordings of The Daring Young Man on the Flying Trapeze, parts 1 and 2, so I played each part by a different band. The first was by Anson Weeks and his orchestra, with Frank Saputo, guitarist in the band, providing the vocal in San Francisco on August 16, 1933. Frank and the band are in a 1934 11-minute musical short film called Rhythm on the Roof, which was Bob Crosby's film debut. Part 2 of Man on the Flying Trapeze was performed by Dick Robertson with Alan Lane and his orchestra on October 5, 1933. George Laybourne, an English music hall performer, wrote the words to Man on the Flying Trapeze. In between the two parts was the song that the burglars were singing in Ambrose Wolfinger's cellar in the Fields film Man on the Flying Trapeze, On the Banks of the Wabash. That was George Jefferson Gaskin, born in Belfast, Ireland in 1863, and who billed himself as the silver-voiced Irish tenor, not to be confused with the B.F. Goodrich silver-masked tenor, Joseph M. White. That's from an 1899 Columbia Cylinder. On the Banks of the Wabash Far Away was written in 1897 by Paul Dresser and was an immediate success, becoming Indiana's official state song in 1913. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, November 4th, marked the birth in 1896 in North Elmsford, Massachusetts, of composer, lyricist, and pianist Harry McGregor Woods. His first songwriting success came in 1923 with I'm Going South, written with Abner Silver, which was a hit in 1924 for Al Jolson. The same year, Paddlin' Madeline Home was published with words and music by Woods, and it became a hit for Cliff Edwards in 1925. By 1926, Woods had become an established songwriter on Tin Pan Alley, and he became legendary with hits such as When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbin' Along, and I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. In 1929, Woods began writing for Hollywood musicals and came up with hits including Try a Little Tenderness and Lovable. In 1934, he moved to London, where he lived for 3 years and worked for the British film studio Gaumont British Films, contributing to It's Love Again and Evergreen. Woods wrote words and music for most of his songs, but he also collaborated with Mort Dixon, Howard Johnson, Arthur Freed, Rube Bloom, and Gus Kahn. Around 1945, he retired to Glendale, Arizona, where he passed away on January 14, 1970. Here are four from Harry M. Woods.
Thank you. street where old friends meet. I'd love to wander back someday. To you it may be old and sort of tumble down, but it means a lot to folks in my hometown. Although I'm rich or poor, I still feel sure I'm welcome as the flowers in May. It's just a little street where old friends meet and treat you in the same old way.
Thank you.
Written by Harry M. Woods for the British film Evergreen, starring Jesse Matthews, that was Just By Your Example, played there by Ray DaCosta, just one of more than 200 sides she recorded between the late 1920s and her untimely death at age 29 in 1934. That was one of the last recordings she made in July of 1934. Before that, it was the Tennessee Happy Boys, featuring Harry Reaser on banjo and Paddlin' Madeline Home from an Edison Diamond disc, which will be celebrating its 84th birthday next week, having been recorded on November 16, 1925. The vocal refrain was by Arthur Hall. Madeline was preceded by Victor Young, leading an American Record Company studio band identified on the label of that Oriole 78 as Owen Fallon and his Californians, and A Little Street Where Old Friends Meet. Harlan Lattimore sang the Gus Kahn lyrics on October 20, 1932. We began our tribute to Harry M. Woods with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and When Polly Walks Through the Hollyhocks. The vocal duo on that July 28, 1928 recording was Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot, and the band also recorded an instrumental version in that same session. Last week, November 5th, marked the birth in 1894 in Indianapolis, Indiana, of bandleader and violinist Jan Garber. He received his musical training from Philadelphia's Combs Conservatory of Music, and in 1918, after serving in World War I, he formed his first band and a musical career that would span more than six decades. He started with a quartet which included himself on violin, had a hot band in the 20s, a sweet band in the 30s and early 40s, a swing band during World War II, and went back to a sweet style permanently in late 1945. He was heard on numerous broadcasts over Chicago radio station WGN and became known as the Idol of the Airwaves, a title given to him by announcer Pierre André. He succeeded Guy Lombardo on the Burns and Allen radio show and had his own show called Supper Club in 1934. During engagements at the Trianon Ballroom in the early 30s, he became known as the mighty little maestro of modern melody, and he continued leading bands into the 1960s. He died on October 5, 1977. Here's Jan Garber. Thank you.
Thank you. another one can take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You sure have started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face.
We began our little tribute to Jan Garber with a trio of acoustics, starting with Oh Gee, Oh Gosh, Oh Golly, I'm in Love from October 5th, 1923. That was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics which were written by Ole Olsen and Chick Johnson of Hell's a Poppin' fame. Oh Gee, Oh Gosh, Oh Golly, I'm in Love was composed by Ernest Brewer, who also gave us When It's Ring Time in Springtime, Then I'll Bring a Ring to You, You Stingy Baby, and Does the Spearmint Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? Next, it was Waitin' Around from April 7th, 1924. The New Orleans Jazz Band and Sam Lannon also recorded Waitin' Around that year. Those two were recorded by Victor and were followed by Kiss Mama, Kiss Papa, waxed by Columbia on March 22, 1922. Kiss Mama, Kiss Papa was composed by George Fairman with the lyrics by Al Herman. We finished up with a hot electrical side, which was a contemporary hit after it was recorded on June 29, 1926, Babyface, with the vocal refrain by Benny Davis. It's unlikely Benny would forget the words to the song since he wrote them. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, November 6, marked the birth in Koblenz, Germany of lyricist Gus Kahn. His family emigrated to the U.S. in 1891 and settled in Chicago. While working as a clerk in a mail-order business, he began writing for vaudeville performers and had his first published song in 1916 with My Dreamy China Lady, which launched one of Tin Pan Alley's most successful and prolific careers. Over the next 15 years, Kahn wrote for Broadway scores including Kitty's Kisses, Whoopi, Showgirl, Sinbad, Passing Show of 1922, and the Greenwich Village Follies of 1923. At the same time, he wrote songs for films, primarily MGM, contributing to Flying Down to Rio, Kid Millions, The Marx Brothers A Day at the Races, and San Francisco. Gus Kahn died in Beverly Hills, California on October 8, 1941, and he was portrayed by Danny Thomas in the 1951 movie based on his music and life, I'll See You in My Dreams. The Gus Kahn catalog is one of the greatest collections of enduring standards and includes It Had to Be You, Carolina in the Morning, Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye, The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else, I'm Bringing a Red Red Rose, Makin' Whoopee, Dream a Little Dream of Me, Thanks a Million, My Ohio Home, Who's That Knockin' at My Door, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, and these. Thank you.
bed, making fun of the ones who love you, breaking hearts you are ruling, little coquette, true hearts tenderly dreaming of you. Someday you'll fall in love as I fell in love with you. Maybe someone you love will just be fooling. And when you're all alone with only regret, you'll know, little coquette, I love you.
Thank you.
Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, with one half of the Radio Franks, Frank Bessinger, providing the vocal on Drifting Apart, recorded by Victor on February 3, 1926. Before that, it was the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra and Coquette, a Con Carmen Lombardo-Jimmy Green collaboration from an OK-78 recorded March 14, 1928. We started off with Ray Starita and his Ambassador's Band in London on September 29, 1928, and that's what I call Keen, played especially for Ken in Cedar City, Utah. That's What I Call Keen was written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito, as was Drifting Apart. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Harry Roy.
Dream of every poet. you stand supreme. How glad I am to know it. Just like a real sweetheart craves an ideal sweetheart, my inspiration is you. So far, yet you're beside me, just like a star, your heaven sent to guide me, and like the hope born in the break of each morning, my inspiration.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Harry Roy and his Mayfair Hotel Orchestra and Black Panther, recorded 76 years ago yesterday. That was followed by Miss Annette Hanshaw and My Inspiration Is You, written by Horatio Nichols and Edgar Leslie and recorded exactly 81 years ago today. We finished up with The Happy Six, November 7th, 1921, and Leave Me With a Smile, written by Earl Burnett and Charles Kohler. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope I'm leaving you with a smile and that you'll click in or tune in again next week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. As always, I thank you for your very kind attention.